Sorry, no. If you have, everyone should have a handout, which is two pages. We're going to start from the second page. The second page should have been first.
Should have it?
The Gemara says in Sukkah, on the Beis Amaveis, there's a machlokas in Sukkah, if a Sukkah is allowed to be over 20 amos or not. The Rabbanan holds over 20 amos is kosher, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that over 20 amos is kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda tries to bring a raya that over 20 amos is kosher. And that's the, if you look on the second page, Sukkah Beis Amaveis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa beHeleni HaMalka beLud, Shehoisa Sukkosah Gvoha miEsrim Amah. There's a story of Heleni HaMalka in Lud, she had a Sukkah that was over 20 Amos. V'hayu Zakenim Nechnasin V'yosin L'sham V'lo Amru L'Davar. And the Zakenim would come in and out, they never said anything, so Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a Raya that a Sukkah could be over 20. So the Rabbanon say back to him, Amru Lo, Misham Raya Isha Haisa B'turim Min HaSukkah. What kind of Raya is that? The woman's Patur Min HaSukkah. They didn't say anything because she's a woman, she's not Chayav anyway. But really, over 20 is not good. So Amar Lahe, Rabbi Yehuda says back, V'halo shiva banim hayula, she had 7 sons, V'od kol ma'asel lo azasa ela pi chachamim, and everything she did was only based on the chachamim. So Gemara asks, what is the second line? Lama lo misne v'od kol ma'asel lo azasa ela pi chachamim. So hachi kamalu, this is what Hileni Amaka was saying to the Rabbanan. This is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying to the Rabbanan. If you're going to tell me that the sons were ketanim and ketanim, apartam and asukah, kevan de shiva havu yashad lahavi behu chash eno tzarech limo. Since there were 7 sons, it was impossible that at least one of them was not at the age of chinuch, that did not need a mother anymore. V'chiteimru kodan she'eno tzarech limo mederabonon hu demechayva v'iv derabonon lo mishkacha. And if you're going to tell me that even though there was one that would be chayv at the age of chinuch, but still that's only the Rabbanon, and maybe she didn't listen to the Rabbanon. So Tashma v'od kol ma'aseh lo asasa ela api chachamim. That's the second line that Rabbi Yehuda said, that second of all her actions were only api chachamim, therefore even though it was only a mitzvah chinuch, she would have fulfilled the mitzvah of the Rabbanon of chinuch. So again, Rabbi Yehuda wants to bring a raya from there, that a sukkah could be over 20, because there were children there that were at the age of chinuch, and she listened to the Rabbanon. So that's the Gemara sukkah. So there's Ricky Vager on the spot over there, Esakasha, on a Tosis Yishanim in Yuma, based on that Gemara and Sukkah. So we have a photocopy of the Tosis Yishanim, but we're not going to read the whole thing. If you go to the third wide line, second word, V'yim Tomar, so this Sukkah over here in Yuma is talking about training the Ketanim and Ketanim to fast on Yom Kippur, the Chinuch of Inui on Yom Kippur. So Tosis Yishanim asks a kasha like this, V'yim Tomar, Hadam Rino Bechol Duchta Katan Ochel Mevelos Ein Beizdem Mitzuvin Lahafrisho. That which we say in every place, that a katan who you find eating the velos, Beizdem is not mechuyev to stop him from eating the velos. So Frak to Tosis Yishanim, Hashta Chinuchei Mechanchinon Afrushei Meisurim Yibaya. If we have a mitzvah to be mechanechlem, so wouldn't we certainly have a mitzvah to stop them from doing Yisurim? So the Tosis Yishanim gives 2 answers. The first answer is, the Omer Harav Rabbeinu Eliezer mitz, the chinuch lo shayach ela shiaseh mitzvah velo prushim yisur. He says, no, it's the opposite. Chinuch is only in mitzvah saseh, but not to prevent them from mitzvah lo saseh, not to stop them from yisurim. So on Yom Kippur, why are we being mechanech them to fast? That's a mitzvah lo saseh. So he says, v'hoda karinon hacha chinuch v'masha ma'anen osob yom ha-kippur. And that which we call here a mitzvah chinuch, that which we're making them have inuy on Yom Kippur, ain't za afrushe meisura. This is not considered afrushe meisura. Shem afrushe no osob milechol, just because we're stopping them from eating. Elu chinuch shem mechanech no osob v'mitzvah v'inisim asnashar seichem. Rather, it's a mitzvah saseh of inuy that we're being mechanech them for this mitzvah saseh. Okay, we don't really want that answer. Now he brings the second answer and says, why is Beis Din not mechuyev to stop a katan that they find eating the velos? The Rabbeinu or Rebbe, someone, Omer, the chinuch lo shayach ela ba'av. The mitzvah chinuch is only on the father. Ava ba'adam acher lo shayach bei chinuch. But by no one else there is a shayach chinuch. Hilkach nami ein nisharin lafrisho. And therefore, Beis Din is not mechuyev because Beis Din is not the father. Remember, there's only a chinuch chinuch on the father. Beis Din is not the father. Beis Din has no need to be mafresh to cut the misura. There's no mitzvah chinuch on Beis Din. Ay, umaisa de hileni hamalka shiyosh vehi v'shiva b'neha basukah. So Tosis Yishanim asked himself, if there's only a mitzvah chinuch on the father, so what about the Gemara in Sukkah, where it seems to be that hileni hamalka, who was a woman, was being mekayim the mitzvah chinuch? So he says, Shema Havilhem Av. Maybe really the story doesn't tell us, the Gemara doesn't tell us the story. Really there was a father there, and the father was being mechanic the kids. Right? Shema Havilhem Av, v'chom chom bekach. And second of all, even if they didn't have a father, she wasn't really doing the mitzvah chinuch, she was just being mechanchom a mitzvah ba'alma. So Toshan really himself asks a kashan himself from the Gemara in the Sukkah, which is mashma, that is a mitzvah chinuch on the mother. He says it's not true, either it was a father there, or she wasn't really fulfilling the mitzvah chinuch, she was just being mechanchom a mitzvah ba'alma, but not being mekayim a mitzvah chinuch. So the Gilin Ashas from Sukkah, if you look at Rekiv Eger, so he says, when it says Midrab Shah Midraban Hulu Machayev, Ayin Yuma da Pebez on the base, because it's a Shana de Ramaska ben Shmona, or Mashakosa Sham Hoysa Machan Chosa Mumitzov Alma, Vakashali, the Echaminan Besugya, how do we say in our Sugya here in Sukkah, the Chit, and he just quoted the Gemara, the Chitema Kodan Shayn Sarachal Yuma Midraban Hulu Machayev, Vi Bidraban Lo Ashkacha, and if you're going to tell me that a katan that does not need his mother, that's at the age of chinuch, is on the chayim the rabbanon, and she did not listen to the rabbanon. Tashma v'od, she did listen to the rabbanon. Ha'afilu med rabbanon lo mechayv ii l'chanech osam. The Tzorach Iyan Gadol. Says it's a Tzorach Iyan Gadol on the Tosh Hashanah. The Tosh Hashanah comes out that there's absolutely no mitzvah of chinuch on the mother, where the Gemara in Sukkah is mashma b'furish, that if you're going to tell me she didn't listen to the rabbanon, and therefore she wasn't mechanech them, tashma, kol ma'aseh lo'asa el api hachamim, she did everything based on the chachamim, which sounds very much like from the Gemara, that she listened to the chachamim, and therefore she was fulfilling her mitzvah of being mechanech the kids. So, Frank Rekiv Eger, how could the Tosh Hashanah tell us that there's no mitzvah of chinuch on a mother, when it seems b'furish in the Gemara in Sukkah that there is clearly a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother from Hileni Amalka? That's Rekiv Eger's kasha. Now, there's a Gemara Nazir that we quoted, that we brought here on the side of the page, that we will need later on, and also it's important to see over here also. Just two lines in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish madir es beno benazir, ve'in ha'ish madaras es beno benazir. A man can make his son who is a katan into a nazir, but a woman cannot make her son into a nazir. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, if you look down at the Gemara, it says, Ish in aval ishalo, my taima. A man can make his son a nazir, and a woman can. What's the reason? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar halacha hi benazir. It's halacha moshe b'sinai by nazirus, that the father can make his kid a nazir and the mother can't. That was Hashem, that wasn't the mother. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, Kedei Lachancho b'mitzvos. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina says the name of Reish Lakish that this whole Mishnah is talking about being mechanech b'mitzvos. So frak the Gemara, ihachi afilu ishanami. If so, then let a mother also be mechanech her kid in mitzvos. Kasavar Reish Lakish holds ish chayev lechanech b'no b'mitzvos ve'ein ha'isha chayev es lechanech es b'no b'mitzvos. So the Gemara answers him first, Elafi Reish Lakish, the reason why only the man is chayev even though it's a mitzvah of chinuch is because only a man has a mitzvah of chinuch on his son and a woman does not. Now, the Stipler points out that it's not clear, and it's not clear from the sugya what will be the mitzvah, because Reish Lakish is telling us in Mefurish, a man has a mitzvah chinuch, and a woman does not have a mitzvah chinuch. And Rabbi Yochanan only told us, halacha moshe b'sina, that a man can be madi her son, a woman can't be maderes her son. But it doesn't tell us what Rabbi Yochanan holds in terms of chinuch. It could be Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish that a man's chayv in chinuch and a woman's not chayv in chinuch. It could also be that Rabbi Yochanan argues with Reish Lakish, and we know we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So you don't necessarily see from this sugya over here anything lemaisa what comes out of Rabbi Yochanan. We see clearly what Reish Lakish holds, but Rabbi Yochanan could very well agree with Reish Lakish, could very well argue with Reish Lakish. But either way, we're sticking to Rekiv Eger's Kasha, one more time, is that the Tosfos Yerushalmi says that a woman is not chayev in chinuch, just like Beis Din is not chayev, only the father is chayev in chinuch. And the Gemara in Sukkah seems to state clearly that the Maisa of Hileni Hamalka, that we say she had a kid that was the age of chinuch, and she must have listened to the Rabbanon, therefore she must have mekayim her mitzvah of chinuch, seems clear that there is a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother. The Stipler also points out that the Tosh Hashanah didn't have to take his chiddush so far. Because the Tosh Hashanah had a kasha. He says, if we see there's a mitzvah chinuch, so why do we have this Gemara in Shas that Beis Din does not have to be mafresh a katan that's eating the velos? So the Gemara, the Tosh Hashanah could have just answered that the mitzvah chinuch is on the parents, not on Beis Din. So the Tosh Hashanah didn't have to go so far to say it's only a mitzvah on the father and on no one else. He could have answered his kasha by saying that it's not a chiv on Beis Din, it's a chiv on the father and the mother. But he didn't say that. He said it's only a chiyuv on the father, not on Beis Din, not on the mother. Just to answer his question, he did not have to go that far. He could have just said that Beis Din has no mitzvah chinuch, but both parents have a mitzvah chinuch. But he's just ma'or that point, that he didn't need to go so far to answer his kasha. The discipler wants to suggest an answer to the Kiddush Kasha based on the Gemara and Brachos. So I'd like to go through now on the other page. Really, we need from this, we need two Gemaras and Brachos. The Gemara on Mem Ches Amud Aleph on the right, so the Gemara brings down a Maisa about Yanai HaMelech. If you see by the period there, halfway down the page, it says, Yanai Malchu Malchusa Krichu Rifta Bahari Adadi. Yanai the king and his Rebbetzin were eating bread together. And after Yanai, Rashi explains that Yanai was in Malchay Beis Chashmonai Haya. V'hara Chachme Yisrael Shabo L'Pasol Min HaKahuna B'Maseches Kedushin. I guess we learned that. That he killed out a lot of Chachome and Klal Yisrael because they wanted the Pasol Min HaKahuna. So it says he was sitting with his queen and they were eating bread. And L'Hava L'Inish L'Vruche L'Hu. After they killed out all the Rabbana, they had no one that could bench for them. So Amar Lo D'Bisu, he said to his wife, Man Yoiv Lon Gavra D'Mavaruch Lon. Who's going to bring us someone that could bench for us? So Amar Lei, Ishtaba Li D'I Maisinoloch Gavra D'Lo Metzara Lei. Do you swear to me that if I bring you someone that could bench for us, that you won't cause him tzar like you killed all the other Chachamim? So Ishtaba Lo. So he swore to her that he wouldn't do anything bad to him. So I see say L'Shimon Ben Shetach Achva. So the queen brought Shimon Ben Shetach, who was her brother. He was a Talmud Chacham that was still alive, he was in hiding. So she brought him so he could bench for them. So Ose Ben Didei L'Didah, they sat him down between them. So Amar Lei, Chozes Kama Yikra Avdinolach. We don't really need this part, we'll just quickly go through. So it says, look how much covet we're giving you that you're sitting between the king and the queen. So Amar Lei, Lav Ad Koyel Kamokrisli, Elo Raisuhu the Mokrali. It's not you giving the covet, it's the Torah giving the covet. Iksiv, Susla, Lotromamecha, Techabdocha, Kitechabkena. So Amar Lei, Kachozes Lomakabel Moris, fine. So he says, he sees he's not being appeased by us, he's not impressed that he's sitting amongst the king and the queen. So Yavulei Kosel Avruche, they gave him a kos to bench for them. So Omar, he said to himself, Heichi Avarech, how am I going to lead the benching? Baruch She'ochel Yanai V'chaveiro Mishalo? What am I going to say, that Baruch, that Yanai ate? I didn't eat anything, so how could I bench? So he was thinking that to himself, so what did he decide to do? So Shasya Lahu Kosel, he decided he'll drink the kos that they gave him. They brought him a kos of wine, he'll drink the kos. So Yavulei Kosel Achrino, now they brought him a second kos after he drank the first kos. Ubaruch, and then he led the benching. Yeah, that's the story, that he drank one cup of wine. They brought him a second cup and he led the benching just by drinking one cup of wine. So the Gemara comments, Am Rabbi Abba Bereid Rav Chia Bar Abba, Shimon Ben Shetach Da'avid L'Garmi Hu Da'avid. He didn't do the right thing. He did the wrong thing by leading the benching just by drinking a cup of wine. Why? Tehachi Am Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ho'olam Eina Motzi Asarabim Midei Chovasan Ad Sheyochol Kezayis Dagon. That really the halacha is that a person can't be motzi other people in benching unless he has eaten the kezayis of dagon. He's eaten kezayis of mizono. Since all he had was a drink of wine, he wasn't really allowed to lead him in benching because he didn't have mizono. All he had was a cup of wine. But the Gemara comes out clearly. Had he eaten the kezayis dagon, he would be able to be motzi anybody in benching. So if you look at Rashi is bothered by the obvious kasha. Before we rashi inside, just we know that the mitzvah d'oraisa, and we'll see the Gemara on the Chos, the mitzvah d'oraisa benching, the Torah says, V'achalto v'savato v'erato, yom nechayim mid'oraisa, if you're full. It's only a din d'ravanan to bench when you ate a kezayis. So how does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to bench by other people unless you ate a kezayis? It's not true. If you ate a kezayis, you're only a v'chiyu d'ravanan. How would you pater someone else who has a chiyu of benching d'oraisa? That's what Rashi is bothered by here. So Rashi says, Ad sheyochol kezayis dagon, says Rashi, Umichi ochol kezayis dagon mihamatik. But however, once he ate a kezayis dagon, he could be motzi other people. Afagav the kezayis dagon shiura de rabbonon hu. Even though kezayis dagon is only a shiur de rabbonon, kedomar perek misha mesu. So what's the pshat? How could someone who has a chiyuv de rabbonon pat to someone who has a chiyuv de araisa? So says Rashi, Miu, Kevan the mechayav mid rabbonon, mechuyu bedava karinon beg. Not so much of a hesbir, but he says, since you're chayav midrabanan, you're considered mechuyav b'davar, and therefore that's enough to be mostly someone who has a chiyav d'araisa. Doesn't explain, it just says, as long as you're chiyav d'rabanan, you're considered mechuyav b'davar, mimele you can pater someone who has a stronger chiyav, which is d'araisa. And now Rashi is bothered by Akasha from Gemara and Dav Chof. So if we just stop 1 minute to read the Gemara and Dav Chof. just want to go through this sugya on the Afchach on the left, and then we'll come back to our sugya over here. The Gemara in Brachos has a question: if Noshim are Chayavos in Brachos HaMazon, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. So, Amar Rei Ravina L'Rava, Noshim in Brachos HaMazon, the Raisa, or the Rabbanon. Are women Chayav in benching the Raisa, the Rabbanon? My Nafkamina, what's the difference? La'afuge Ravim Yidei Chobaslan. Can they be Motzi men in their Chiyav? Because men have a Chiyav Daraisa. So, I'amri Daraisa, Asi Daraisa, Mafi Daraisa. If women are Chiyav Daraisa, so women can pat their men, because they will have a Chiyav Daraisa. Eli Yamid Rabbanon, Havish Ein Mukhiyah B'Davar, Chol Shein Mukhiyah B'Davar, Ein Motzi Yisrael Rabbim Yidei Chobasan. And if they're only Mukhiyah B'Davar, they obviously can't pat their men, because the men are Chayav Daraisa, they're only Chayav B'Davar. So that's the Gemara's question. What is the Chiyav of the women in benching? So Gemara brings a Braisa, Tashma. The Emes Amru Ben Mavarach La'aviv, a son could bench for his father, the Eved Mavarach La'rabo, the Isha Mavarachas La'bayla. Aval Amru Chachamim Tavo Ma'ara La'adam She'ishu Obara Mavarachimlo. So the Braisa says a son could bench for his father, a wife could bench for her husband, but a curse should come upon a person who has their wife or their son benching for them. That's the Braisa. But we see from the Braisa, a woman could pater a man in benching. It's Mefurish. A katan, a woman could pater a man in benching. So the Gemara says, I am Rabbi Shlomo Daraisa. It makes sense if you tell me that a woman's chiyuv in benching is Daraisa. So Asu Daraisa, Mapik Daraisa. Then it makes sense that the woman could pater her husband, she's Daraisa, he's Daraisa. Eli Yamid the Rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me that the woman's chayiv only the Rabbanon, so Asu the Rabbanon, Mapik Daraisa? So the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that the woman could pater her husband in benching, it must be that a woman's chiyuv is Daraisa just like the man's. Frankly, Gemara, that's very nice when it comes to the Isha, but we also have a katan in the same braisa. There's a katan could bench for a gadol. So frankly, Gemara, l'tameich, katan bar chiyuvahu. Even if you want to say that a woman, there's a tzad that a woman's chayv in the raisa, but is a katan of bar chiyuv de raisa? Obviously, a katan is not chayv de raisa. So how do you explain how a katan is pattering up a gadol? So Ella must be that really the katan has a chiyuv de rabbanon and a woman has a chiyuv de rabbanon also. So how can they patter someone de raisa? What are we dealing with over here? Kigon she'achol shi'ura derabanan. Ta'asi derabanan or mapik derabanan. This braisa that says a katan kapater of his father or a woman kapater of her husband, even though the katan and the isha only have a chiyuv derabanan, it's talking about a case where the man only ate a shi'ur derabanan, he only ate a kazayas. The male of the katan, the woman of a chiyuv derabanan, kapater the man who also has a chiyuv derabanan, and it's very good. So to go back to Arashi, Arashi said, the Gemara was very funny. The Gemara says you can't pater someone in benching until you eat a kazayas dagon. So Rashi was bothered. If you only eat a kazayas, which is a chiyuv derabanan, how could you pater someone who is a chiyuv deraisa? And Rashi answered that as long as you have a chiyuv derabanan, you're mechuyuv badavar karinon. We call you a mechuyuv badavar, and you're able to pater up someone who has a chiyuv deraisa. Right, so says Rashi weiter, v'im tomar v'katon shigia l'chinuch halo amar hachi. But we see in the Gemara in Brachos, on Afchav Omid Beis, by a katon shigia l'chinuch, he also has a chiyuv d'rabbanan, and we said the only way he could pater up his father is if his father only ate a kezayas, which is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. And if so, that I'm right, Rashi's saying that as long as you have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, you can sit a mechuyuv b'davar and you could pater up someone as a chiyuv d'araisa. So who needs that the father only ate a kazayas? Let the father have eaten a full meal. Let him have a chiyuv d'araisa. The katan is a chiyuv d'rabbanan. But the katan is considered mechuyuv b'davar since he's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. He could pater up the father who has a chiyuv d'araisa. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says, "Tomar beKatan sheyigil lechina chalo amr hachi." We didn't say the Katan with the chiyuv derabbanan could pater up the father who has the chiyuv daraisa. So answers Rashi, "Hahu afilu min derabbanan lo mechayiv de alei de avua hu derami lechanuchei." Big answer of Rashi. Rashi says that's different because there you're dealing with the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch is not a mitzvah on the son. The mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the father. The son has no chiyuv at all. By our Gemara, where you have Shimon ben Shetach, you have a Gadol, if he would have eaten a Kazayas Dagon, even though he only has a Chiyuv Derabanan, he could pater someone who has a Chiyuv Deraisa, because he's considered Mechuyuv B'davar, because he at least has a Chiyuv Derabanan. But a Katan, even though he benches, but the mitzvah of the benching is not a mitzvah on the Katan, the mitzvah of Chinuch is on the father. The Katan is not considered Mechuyuv B'davar at all, the male, if he's not Mechuyuv B'davar at all, he can't pater up his father who has a Chiyuv Deraisa. So Avi's Mechavim to Tosfos Kasha. So Frakt Avi Planka, very good Kasha. So it doesn't make any sense in our Gemara anyway. Because if you think about the Gemara in Berachos. The Gemara in Berachos said that a katan can't patra of his father who ate a chiyav d'oraisa. So we established a braisa of a katan patra of his father when his father ate a chiyav d'rabanan. But the father is a chiyav d'rabanan. The katan has nothing. The katan ate nothing. The katan has, he ate a chiyav d'rabanan, but he's not mechuyav b'davar. It's only a chiyav of his father. He has no chiyav at all. So just like Rashi's saying, the katan is not mechuyav b'davar at all, therefore he can't patra of his father when he has a chiyav d'oraisa. So who adin, it should be the same problem. He shouldn't be able to patra of his father when he has a chiyav d'rabanan. That is Tosas Kasha on Rashi. If you look down, if you look at Tosus, the bottom Tosus, Ad Shiyochel Gezayas Dagan. So skip down to the second line on the next, which is really on the next page. But Kasha LePerusho says Shver on Rashi. So he has two kashas on Rashi. The first kasha is not really such a kasha; he just doesn't like his svara. The first kasha Tosus says on Rashi is the Kasha LePerusho Mikol Makom Kevan She'enu Merat Torah Enu Motzi Achirim Shemuchuyavim. First kasha he asks is just on that if. Rashi says that as long as you have the chiyav d'rabbanan, you can sit in the chiyav b'davar and you can patra up someone with the chiyav d'araisa. Tosa says, Me'ech itaisi. Mikol makom, kevan she'eno min haTorah, since he does not have a chiyav min haTorah, eino motzi acherim she'eno chiyavim. He shouldn't be able to motzi other people that are chiyav min haTorah. That's just a question as far. He's just saying, I disagree. It's not really a kasha. The second one is a kasha that Avi asked. The ode, Dochuk lomar bekotan shegiel lechinach kari enu muchuyav midarabanan. It's very dochuk to say like Rashi that a kotan that shegiel lechinach is considered enu muchuyav midarabanan. Dim enu muchuyav afilu midarabanan. Imke enu poter es aviv. How can he pater his father, even if his father only has a chiyav midarabanan? That's Tosas kasha on Rashi. What? Oh, that's Rav Kivyega's kasha. Very good. Those are two kashas. Very good. So Yaakov Zochadji Eir's kasha. Rav Kivyega asked a different kasha later, and that is what Yaakov asked. Yaakov over there. So Rashi said, if you look in Rashi, the little circle by Hu Afilu Under Rabbanan, that's where Rav Kivyega asked the kasha right there in Brachos. So what did Rashi say? Rashi said, if someone has a chiyav midrabanan, they consider him a chiyav b'davar, they can pater someone who has a chiyav d'araisa. A katan who only has... So why can't a katan who has a chiyav d'rabanan, why can't he pater? Says Rashi, a katan doesn't have a chiyav d'rabanan, it's a chiyav on his father, he doesn't have a chiyav. I have a look at the Gemara in Brachos. It brings down a katan who has a d'rabanan patering his father. It also brings an isha who has a chiyav d'rabanan patering her husband. So shkoyach is no kasha. Shkoyach Rashi answered up the kasha from a katan. He says a katan can't pater his father a chiyav d'araisa because a katan doesn't have a chiyav at all. But a woman of Ada has a chiyav. A woman has a chiyav d'rabanan. So according to Rashi, why does the woman only pater her husband if he ate a shir d'rabanan? Let him eat a shir d'araisa. The woman has a chiyav d'rabanan. A real chiyav on her, it's not on anyone else. It's not like a katan that you can say the chiyav is on the father. The woman has a chiyav herself to bench midrabanan. According to Rashi, anyone who has a chiyav to bench midrabanan is considered a chiyav b'davar, a pater of
midaraisa. As long as they have a shir d'rabanan.
Yeah. That's what Kivyega's kasha. Okay, let's do that off. So let's just go back to Tosas and Rashi. So again, we had a kasha in the Gemara. Let's just leave off with Kivyega for now. So we have a kasha in the Gemara that the Gemara said that if you eat a Kezayas, you go pater someone who has a chiyav d'araisa. You only have a chiyav d'rabanan. So Rashi answered that you consider him a chiyav b'davar. I the katan. Why is he a chiyav b'davar? Because that chiyav is not on the katan. That chiyav is a chiyav on the father. So let's see how does Tosas get out of this kasha? Tosas is going to argue. So if you look down, Tosas Elanira. It's about halfway down on the skinny lines. Elanira l'chalik the katan she'eno bar chiyav klal d'araisa. He's machalik differently. What's the kasha with Bala Bai? With Bala that over here we say that one who has a chiyav d'rabanan can pater up a chiyav d'araisa, but by a katan who also has a chiyav d'rabanan can't pater up some of the chiyav d'araisa. Right? That was a kasha. So he didn't like Rashi's answer that a katan's not machuyav, so he has to answer it on his own. So Tosa says the answer is different. The answer is that when it comes to a regular gadol who ate a shir d'rabanan, that person is considered mechuyav b'davar because he has shachas to the daraisa. If theoretically he would eat a shear of daraisa, so he would be shayach to the benching daraisa. Therefore, even if he only eats a d'rabanan, and we see in Tosas, even if he eats nothing, he's shayach to the mitzvah daraisa. He could pater someone who is a mitzvah daraisa of arvus. Kol Yisrael Arivim Zel Zeh. Right? Even if you blew shofar already, you could still blow for someone else even though you're makayim mitzvah, you could be makayim for someone else because of arvus. So it says by benching, really, if you're a gadol and you have the potential for a chiyuv d'oraisa, you're mechuyav b'davar, then whether you ate a shir d'oraisa or a shir d'rabbanan or you ate nothing, you theoretically would be allowed to bench for someone who's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Mashenkin by a katan, enachlami, the katan does have a chiyuv himself d'rabbanan, but he does not have the potential to have any chiyuv d'oraisa of benching because he's only a katan. Memele is not considered a mechuyav b'davar, and therefore you can never pater a gadol. Unless the gadol ate a shir d'rabbanan, in which case they'll both be d'rabbanan. As he says, if you look inside, he says, "El nira lachalik the katan she'eno barachiyuv klal de oraisa afilu ochal kdei svia." A katan that is not a barachiyuv de oraisa at all, even if he ate a kdei svia, hilkach eno mochiyuv b'davar karinam bei. Therefore, we call him eno mochiyuv b'davar. Ulukach lo mapik lei ochal shira de oraisa. Therefore, he will not be motzi someone who ate a shira de oraisa. Aval gadol shu barachiyuv b'mirat horo ki ochal kdei svia. But a gadol who is a barachiyuv b'mirat oraisa, if he had a shira svia, mechuyav b'davar karinam bei. He's considered mechuyav b'davar. V'afilu lo ochal klal, even if he ate nothing. Kedamina b'Rosh Hashanah kol habrachos aval b'shiyotza motzi. Chutz mi'berachos alechem v'berachos hayayim. V'haynu time v'kol yisrael are even zevzeh. V'hu adem b'berachos hamazon aval b'shiyotza motzi k'nepirshis. Aye, so if you have nothing, why does the Gemara say you need a kezayis dagon? Like the Gemara said, all you need is a kezayis dagon. You really need nothing. So it's also the kezayis dagon einu tzarech ela shiyuch lomar shalchan l'mishalo. It's a side point. Really, Be'etzem, since you're a bar chiyuv midaraisa, theoretically, if you eat a kazayis, eat a kshir svir, you would be mechuyav midavar daraisa. So even if you eat nothing, you could pater. Just if you want to say shalchan l'mishalo, it would be shaker to say shalchan l'mishalo if you didn't eat. So you need to have at least a kazayis, so the word shalchan will be fitting for you. But really, if you ate nothing, you would be able to pater it up. Just a side point. So Rikki Eger's kasha that Yaakov asked is not shver and tosas, because according to tosas is chiluk between the gadol who ate less than a shir svia, who ate only a shir d'rabbanan, who can pater a gadol who ate a shir d'araisa. That's because a gadol is shayach to the shir d'araisa, so you can pater anyone up. But a katan who's not shayach to a chiyuv d'araisa, and an isha also in the tzad of the gemara that an isha is d'rabbanan, she's not chayach to the shir d'araisa. So mela katan and an isha are in the same boat, and therefore they're not considered bar chiyuva. Therefore, they won't be able to pater up a man who ate a shir d'araisa. Kiyagis Kasha is only Shver on Rashi, because Rashi was Mechalik, that a Katan doesn't have a Chiyav at all, that's why he can't pater up. But if he would have a Chiyav Darabana, he would be able to pater. So an Isha has a Chiyav Darabana, why can't she pater? Just to point out why Kiyagis Kasha is only Kasha on Rashi, and not on Tosas. So Mekitzer, what we see from here, we see a Machlokas Rashi and Tosas in the getter of the mitzvah of chinuch, that Rashi clearly learns that the mitzvah of chinuch is not a mitzvah on the kid, it's a mitzvah that the father has, it's a mitzvah on the father. And Tosas clearly argues, and Tosas holds, that the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the kid himself. So, before we get to Rikiv Eger's, to the stipler wants to answer Rikiv Eger's kasha based on this, before we answer it, I want to just go to the Ran and Megillah, that brings out, it's a machlok, the Ran brings down a question of Megillah, two answers, the Tosas and the Ramban. Tosas will be like Shitasa, and the Ramban will be like Rashi. And they'll bring in the Gemara and Brachos also. So the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah says there, HaKol K'sher and Likros HaMegillah, Chutz Mecher Shota V'Katan, and Rabbi Yehuda Machshir V'Katan. That's the Mishnah in Sukkah. Right? The Mishnah in Sukkah, the Rabbanon say, everyone is kosher to read the Megillah except for a Cheir Shot of a Katan. Yehuda says a Katan's okay. So basically, if a Machlokas with a Katan can read the Megillah for Gedolim or not. So Tosas, it's in Tosas, but he doesn't bring both answers, so we're just reading in the Ran, he quotes Tosas. So the Ran says, Hikshu Ba Tosas, Hai Katan Hei Chidami. What is the case of the Katan over here that we have a Machlokas whether he could be Motzi Gedolim or not? Says the Marashal, if it's a katan that's Eino Gil Chinuch, so why would anyone say he could pater anyone? If he's Eino Gil Chinuch, he for sure can't. And if he is a Gil Chinuch, so says Tosas, if he's a Gil Chinuch, so then he has a Chiyuv Derabbanan. Since the mitzvah of Megillah is only a Chiyuv Derabbanan, we see in Brachos, when the katan has a mitzvah Derabbanan, and the Gadol ate a Shiyuv Derabbanan, so the katan, with his benching Derabbanan, can pater up the Gadol, who only has a Chiyuv Derabbanan. So if so over here, if it's a katan, she Eino Gil Chinuch, So there's no tzad to say he could be mostly anyone, and the tzad that he is a katan shegila chinuch and is mechuyav midrabanan. Since Megillah is also the Rabbanan, so why shouldn't everyone say he should be able to be mostly other people?
Megillah nitas, no? He has a mind to be
and benching it up? Benching is different? Why is Megillah different than benching?
I don't know.
I don't see why Megillah would need more das than benching. My benching is daraisa. So Hikshu Batel says, "Hi, Katan Hechidami. Ibishul Higiela Chinuch. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Hakol she'inu mochiya bedaver. Inu motzi as a Rabbi deichavas. And if he's not mochiya at all, he can't be motzi. Other people who are chayiv. The Ibikatan she'igiela Chinuch. And if it's someone Katan that was Higiela Chinuch, my time at the Rabbanon that it wouldn't work. Hakeivan the mochiya mid the Rabbanon. Lisi the Rabbanon. Velifuk the Rabbanon. Let one Rabbanon come to Katan, and be motzi the other Rabbanon of the Gedolim. The Hachi Amina Beperek Misha Meisa. This is exactly our Gemara in Brachos." Gabe ben mevarach la'ovid v'isha mevarachas la'bayla. The mukim la'hasam v'da'achol shiur the rabbanon v'asid the rabbanon mafik the rabbanon. It's exactly the same thing as over there. The kid who has a chiyuv mid the rabbanon of benching is able to pater off the father who only ate a kazayis. So only has a chiyuv the rabbanon. So why over here, if he's gila chinach and he has a mitzvah the rabbanon of megillah, why can't he pater off the gedolim who have also only a mitzvah the rabbanon of megillah? So he's going to bring two answers: Tosas and the Ramban. So Tosas will be like Shitaso, and the Ramban will be like Rashi. It says Venicha, it's quoting Tosas. Tosas says it makes sense that what Venichu the Katan Havalei Tarti the Rabbanon. He said that the chiluk is that over here a Katan has two Durabanans. Two Durabanans can't pater up one Durabanan. The Katan by the Megillah, the Megillah itself is only Durabanan. And the Katan in general in all his mitzvahs is only a chiyuv midrabanan. So the Katan reading the Megillah is utilizing two derabanans. He can't be motzi gedolim who only have one derabanan. Two derabanans lower him down. He can't be motzi one derabanan. As opposed to the Gemara in Brachos, if the Katan, he's going to say ate a shir d'oraisa. So the only derabanan there is that he's a Katan. That everything he does is only derabanan. But Be'etzen, the mitzvah he ate, the Brichas HaMazon, should be Daraisa. Just he has one Darabanan, the fact that it's only Chinuch, that's one Darabanan. Patting of the Gadol's shear he ate only Darabanan. It's one Darabanan, patting one Darabanan, that's good. But over here you have two Darabanans. So you have the Megillah that's Darabanan for both, plus the Katan has additional Darabanan that it's only Chinuch. That's what he says. It says, V'nichalu the Katan habalei taiti Darabanan, v'lo asi taiti Darabanan, u'mapi chad Darabanan. And the Gemara Brachos is different. The Ben Mavarach La'aviv Da'amin and Hasam Haynu B'Sha'achal HaBen Shi'ura Da'oraisa. That's talking about when the Ben ate a Shi'ura Da'oraisa. V'aviv Shi'ura D'Rabbanon. V'leka Elachad D'Rabbanon B'Kol Chad. That's Tosas's answer. Rekiv Eger and Brachos argues with this also. He doesn't agree with Tosas. But we're not going to get into that. That's Tosas's answer.
What's the answer?
The answer is that really we're talking about over here a Katan Shi'igil L'Chinuch. The kashrus of the katan shegil lechinuch we see in brachos. A katan shegil lechinuch is able to pater someone that only has a chiyuv derabanan. So just like there, a katan can pater a gadol who only has a chiyuv derabanan in benching. Here also, a katan who's chayv derabanan in megillah should pater a gadol who's also only chayv derabanan in megillah. So he answers that it's different because there's one derabanan patering one derabanan. The one derabanan is the katan ate a shir d'oraisa. His only derabanan is that he's a katan, and he's patering a gadol who ate a shir derabanan. So one derabanan patering one derabanan. That's okay. But over here, the starting point is that they both have a mitzvah of Megillah only the Rabbanan. Besides the Katan's mitzvah of Megillah that's the Rabbanan, his Chiyuv own mitzvah is the Rabbanan. So he's coming in with two Rabbanans. That makes him much weaker than the Gadol. Two Rabbanans of being Megillah, which is the Rabbanan, and the fact that he's a Katan is the Rabbanan, won't be able to pater up the Gadol's Chiyuv, which is only one Rabbanan. It's a higher level. That's the answer of Tosos. But that Tosos clearly is l'shitaso that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the kid. He's just saying that it's a chiyuv derabanan, but he doesn't say there's no chiyuv on the kid. You see, as opposed to the Ramban. So look at the Ramban. The big chiddush in Ramban, he's going like Rashi. The Ramban zaltirates the rabanan svir lehu she'eno b'din shakotan af al pi she'egia l'chinuch yotzi ha'gedolam yidei chavasan mishum delav mitzvah didei ela da'avua de'iu lo m'chaya b'mitzvah kol ikar. Says the Ramban, again, it's a katan shegi l'chinuch. If so, it's a katan shegi l'chinuch, so why can't he pater up the gedolim? It's the Rabban, I'm patering up the gedolim. He says, because the mitzvah chinuch is on the father, it's not on the son, he has no chiyuv. Just like Rashi said, by the case of chinuch, the reason why Rashi learned that katan couldn't pater up his father who ate the chiyuv d'oraisa, because there's no chiyuv on the son, the chiyuv is on the father. Here also, the katan doesn't have any chiyuv in Megillah, it's a chiyuv on his father that he should read the Megillah, there's no chiyuv on the katan. Male, if you have no chiyuv whatsoever, so either you can't pater up someone who has a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. This Ramban is going like Rashi. But now he's going to work out the Gemara in Brachos. Yehuda atzma lo hitir b'katan ella b'megillah b'nei shekulam hayu ba'osu hanes. And the only reason why Yehuda matters by Megillah is for a separate reason, which is af hayu ba'osu hanes. So therefore, he says everyone is equal, but we won't get into that. But look what he says. Umasha amru ben levarach la'aviv. So the Ramban has to answer up. The Ramban is now going to answer up. Avi plank is kasha. Tosas is kasha. If you remember Tosas is kasha on Rashi, Rashi said that a katan, that a gadol who ate less than a shear, kapata, or a gadol who ate more than a shear, because as long as you have a chiyah midrabanan, you're considered mechiyah bedavar, you can pata someone else. Alright, so why couldn't the katan pata up the rice over there? We said because the katan doesn't have a chiyah at all. So Avi asked, if the katan doesn't have a chiyah at all, so why does it help that he can pata up his father if he only ate a shear midrabanan? And we didn't have an answer for Rashi. The Ramban's going to answer that for Rashi right now. The Ramban's going to say the reason why the katan could patter up the father when the father only ate a shir d'rabbanan is because the katan that we're talking about, that the ben over there, umashamru ben mevarach la'aviv, the ben gadol ayri, big chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban says that Gemara says ben mevarach la'aviv, it's not a ben gadol. His son is 15 years old. He's a gadol, so he has a chiyav d'araisa. That's why he can patter up his father. So there are a lot of shvarim things, but he works them all out. So continues the Ramban. Umasha amru ben mevarach la'aviv, the ben gadol ayri nami. So what's the curse that should come upon him if his ben is mevarach him, if his ben's a gadol? What's wrong with that? He doesn't have a bench. He should not have a bench. The fact that you don't have a bench and someone else has the bench for you, a curse should be upon you. If he's a ben gadol, why could the ben who's a gadol only part of the father? The father only the shir d'rabbanon. Let the father eat a shir d'araisa. It's a d'araisa passing a d'araisa. So says the Ramban, "Haynu mishum deGatani deIsha mevarachas leBayil mukminim laHachi." Only because of the sugya over there, which was the Isha, we tried to answer that the Isha only has a chiyav deRabbanan, so the Isha could only patter up the husband if he has a chiyav deRabbanan. Beinochanami, the katan would be able to patter up his father, the ben, who's really a gadol, would be able to patter up his father even if he had a shir daraisa. That which we established as a shir deRabbanan is only for the Isha, not for the ben, which is really referring to a ben gadol. Okay. In summary, the kitzur, the point that we need is that we have a machlokas Rashi and the Ramban versus Tosfos. Rashi and the Ramban clearly both state that the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the father, it's not on the son. And Tosfos clearly holds in both places that the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the son. So this is the stipler. Just speaking of the stipler. The stipler wants to answer Rikidegas Kasha based on this. But it gets a little confusing. It says that the Tosfos Yeshanim, right? Let's review Rikidegas Kasha one more time. The Tosfos Yeshanim said that there is no chiyuv of chinuch on the mother. And Kidegar asked that it seems to be from the case of Hilani Amalka that there is a, it says she listened to the Chachamim, so that's what she was doing. It seems to be that she was doing a mitzvah of chinuch on her kids. It seems to be that the mother is chayv in chinuch. So the Stipe says like this. It says that the Tosfos Yeshanim holds like Tosfos. Tosfos holds that the chiyuv of chinuch is a chiyuv on the son. But he says it can't be that Tosfos holds it's only a chiyuv on the son. Because he says you see from the Gemara in Nazir that there has to be also a chiyuv on the father. Because it says if a ha'ish madir has beno b'nazir, right, it's clearly talking about chinuch, that a father can be mechanech his son to be a nazir. It can't be that that's talking about the chiyuv of the son of chinuch, because since when you're a gadol, you have no mitzvah of being a nazir, so why would there be an inyan in the son accepting upon himself nazir? So it has to be that you see from the Gemara Nazir that the Fit tells us not only is there a mitzvah of chinuch on the son himself, there's two ideas of chinuch. There's a mitzvah of chinuch on the son, there's also a mitzvah of chinuch on the gadolim that are over him, on the father. That's what he says in the case of Nazir, the father should train him in general in mitzvahs, like making him a Nazir, just getting him in the mode of mitzvahs, that would be a mitzvah of chinuch on the father. So he says, when the Tosfos Yeshanim asks his kasha, what was the Tosfos Yeshanim's kasha? The Tosfos Yeshanim asked, how could it be that if it's a mitzvah of chinuch, how could it be that if katan is ocham avelos, ain beiz in mitzuvan lafrisho, how could it be beiz is not mitzuvan lafrisho? So the stipler says like this, just to get it clear, I'll read it from the stipler. He says that question of Tosfos Yeshanim can't be going on the chiyuv that the katan has himself. It wouldn't make sense to ask that to have any havamina that Beis Din should be mafresh a katan meisura mitzad the katan's chiyuv of chinuch. He says, v'hinei mimasha a katan atzma mu chiyuv midrabana b'mitzos Ein lahakshos klal diim kena mai ein beizim mesuvin lahafrish katan ochon avelos. You can't ask mitzad the son's chiyuv of chinuch himself that beizim should be mafrish. Why? Because asi shaber kamuvan, that makes perfect sense. Sha'ava bisha mechuyuv hu, because even the katan is mechuyuv mikom akom leka chiyuv lahafrisho kishainu makayim ad rabbanon. The mitzvah tochacha leka al katan lafisha ainu baidas gomer. Since a katan is not a baidas gomer, it doesn't make sense that the mitzvah tochacha from stopping him from doing Yisurim, it doesn't make sense that the kasha of the Dozer Yisharim would be mitzad the chiyuv of the katan himself to do mitzvahs, because it would never be a halamina that Bezim would have to come in to give tochacha to a katan who doesn't have a high level of das to be mafreshim at Yisurim. Ella says the stipler must be the kasha of the Dozer Yisharim is coming mitzad the chiyuv of the father, and the halamina of the Tosfos Yeshanim is that not only is it a chiyuv on the father, it's a chiyuv on the father and Beis and everyone to stop the kid from doing Yisurim, because the mitzvah of chinuch on all gedolim. Answers the Tosfos Yeshanim that no, that mitzad the mitzvah of the adults on the katan is only a chiyuv on the father, on nobody else, not the mother, not on the katanim. And that which the Tosfos Yeshanim asks, "I, what about the Gemara in Sukkah, which is mashmah? There's a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother." The Tosfos Yeshanim says either there was a father there, but even if there was no father, that was only the mitzvah ba'alma. Says the Stipler, what does the Tosfos Yeshanim mean, the mitzvah ba'alma? It means that she was being mechanech them mitzad the mitzvah ba'alma, mitzad their mitzvah. She was trying to get the kids to do their mitzvah of chinuch on themselves. And that's how he explains the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that this is what Rabbi Yehuda responded to the Rabbanim. And if you're going to tell me that she had banim ketanim, the ketanim turim in Sukkah, since she had seven, it's impossible that one wasn't shayach to chinuch. And if you're going to tell me kodesh shein shayach liimbo is only chayav mid rabbanon, not that the mother is chayav mid rabbanon, that the katan himself only has a chiyav mid rabbanon, still, and maybe she doesn't listen to the rabbanons, still tashma. All the things she did was according to the law of the Chachamim. Memela, if her kids, the way the Stipler explains to answer Kinei's questions, if her kids would have a chiyuv of chinuch on the midrabanan, there's no way she would let them not to be mekayim. So of course she would do things in accordance with the Chachamim and help her kids to be mekayim their kiyum of the mitzvah of chinuch. So it comes out, answering the kasha of Kinei's kasha was, how could you say that there's no mitzvah of chinuch on the mother? You see clearly there's a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother. Basically, based on this Tosos that says that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the son, so he wants to say that the Gemara in Sukkah is only addressing the mitzvah of chinuch on the son. The mother has no mitzvah of chinuch whatsoever. The whole discussion of chinuch Nakamara is mitzvah the sons themselves. The mother, of course, she would do everything according to the Chacham, and she would want her kids to be at the highest level to be Makayim their mitzvah of keeping to the Drabban of chinuch that they had to feel themselves. That's the Stiper's answer. Yes, if I want to just say two other things, change gears for a minute, two other things, and then you will ask questions. Two very nice things that I saw on the Gemara in Brachos. Stam, new topic, just very, very geschmack, the thing that I saw from the Hafla. It's actually on last week's parasha. It says in the parasha's B'chukosai, it says that v'achaltam lachmacha masova in b'chulzai teilechu, if you follow in my ways, if you're a mila matora and you keep all the mitzvahs, so it says, Rav Chumash, but it says v'achaltam lachmacha masova, you'll eat the bread and you'll be satisfied. Rashi says that ochal kimel misbarach v'meyav, you'll eat a little bit and you'll be satisfied with eating a little bit. Then right afterwards it says, two psukim later, the next pasuk it says, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, and I'll give peace, another bracha that will come, not only will you have food and you'll be satisfied, I'll also give peace in the land. So Rashi says over there, Shema Tomar, Harei Machal, Harei Mishtam, Ein Shalom, Ein Kulum. Maybe one will say, so we have food, we have drink, if we have no peace, we have nothing. So the Pasuk says, Asati Shalom Ba'aretz, I'll give you peace also. So the Sefer, I'm adding to it. The Sefer Panim Yafos, which is written by the Hafla, the Rebbe the Chassam Sofer, he asks an amazing kasha. He asks, Rashi is very strange. Rashi says, maybe you'll tell me, I have food, I have drink. If I have no peace, what do I have? So he says, why would I think, it sounds from Rashi, that because I have food and I have drink, maybe I won't have peace. I mean, Hashem's saying, if you follow my ways, I'll give you food, I'll give you drink, and I'll give you peace. So what's Rashi saying? That the reason why the Pasuk tell me I'll give you peace is because it already said, I'll give you food, I'll give you drink, and maybe you'll be worried I won't get peace. why would you think you wouldn't get peace? Just because you're getting food and getting drink, why would that mean you're not getting peace? So he says an amazing pshat based on this Gemara in Brachos. If you read on the Gemara, in the Gemara in Brachos, after the two das, the Gemara says like this. Darash Rav Avira, Zinin Amrullah Meshmeid Rav Ami, Zinin Amrullah Meshmeid Rav Asi. Amru Malachi Asher Yosef Yaqarash Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Rebona Shalom Kosel B'sarasecha Asher Lo'isa Aponem Lo'ikach Shochad. That you are a God that does not show favoritism, does not take bribes. V'halo Ata Nosei Aponem L'Yisrael. And you do show favoritism to Klai Yisrael. It's not fair. They said, Yisra Hashem Ponem V'Elecha V'yosem L'cha Shalom. So you say you don't show favorites, and then you show favorites to Klai Yisrael. So Amr Lahem Hashem says to them, V'chilo Esa Aponem L'Yisrael, should I not show favoritism to Klai Yisrael? Shekasati Lahem V'Torah, that I wrote for them in the Torah, V'alchato V'savato V'irato Hashem L'kecha, that you're mechuyev to bench when you're satisfied. V'heim Medatik and Al-Atmanat Kazayas Al-Kabeya. I told them that you have to bench Doraisa when you're full. And they took upon themselves to bench even if you only ate Kazayas or Kabeya. So says the Achlo, beautiful pshat. He says, what is the favoritism that Hashem shows Klal Yisrael? Yisa Hashem pono v'lecha v'yosem l'cha shalom. The favoritism Hashem shows Klal Yisrael is peace. Yisa Hashem pono, the pasuk that they're saying, it's not fair, you're showing favoritism to Klal Yisrael, you gave them peace. Why does Hashem say he gave favoritism to Klal Yisrael? Because he said they should bench when they're satisfied, and they're benching when they only eat a kazayas. So the reward for eating a little bit and benching, even though you're not mechuyev d'oraisa, you only ate a kazayas, you ate one sandwich, you're not full, and you're benching, because that Hashem shows you favoritism and gives you peace. Zogta Afla, that's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, maybe you'll say, since you're saying that ochel kimu misbayach v'meyav, Hashem gave you the bracha of giving food, that you eat a little bit and you're satisfied, then neila, you're not going to have shalom. Because since you're eating a little bit and you're satisfied, so you're always benching with the chiyuv d'oraisa, so you're always satisfied. If you're always satisfied, you lose this maila of benching even when you're not mechuyev. The maila, you lose the specialness that Hashem is giving you. Yisra Hashem ponav elecha v'seim lecha shalom. So you might think, harei macha, harei mishta, in ain't shalom being food, if I have the food being blessed in my stomach, that I'm satisfied with whatever I eat, I'm never allowed to have this maila of benching when I'm not full, I'm always full. The maila, Hashem's going to take away the peace. So after Hashem, I'll give you peace. And with this, he explains the Gemara earlier also. Zot ha'afla, beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Braisa says, the Braisa that we saw on top of the Amud, it says, Be'emes Amru, then the Varach la'aviv, the Eden the Varach la'ravo, the Ishim v'varachas la'bayla, aval Amru ka'chavim tavo ma'aral la'adam she'ishra v'varam v'varachim lo. He says, what's the pshat? Because the guy's not, let's say he's a Baal Tshuva, he doesn't have a bench, so he has to be cursed because he doesn't have a bench? I mean, he's a Baal Tshuva, it's not fair. So that's not the pshat. The pshat in the Gemara is, Aval Amru Chachamim Tavo Ma'ara La'adam. Just like the bracha, when we're talking about the food, the bracha of the food is you eat a little bit and you're satisfied. The curse is that you'll eat a lot and you won't be satisfied. Zot there, the Braisa is saying that a ben could be mevara for a father, but Chachamim said, it's like a tefillah. Chachamim said, a curse should come upon a person who needs his child and his wife to bench. A curse should come upon him that no matter how much he eats, he should never be satisfied. He should never have a chiyuv of benching d'oraisa. He should always be mechuyev in the rabbanim, and therefore his son and his wife will only mechuyev in the rabbanim and always be able to pater him. Tavam Aralim is not a curse to him, it's a bracha to him. That a curse should come upon him, that the opposite of the bracha that Rashi says, the bracha is you'll eat a little bit, you'll be satisfied. So the curse is the opposite. You'll eat a lot, you won't be satisfied. We hope that a person who doesn't have a bench, he'll eat a lot, he won't be satisfied. Memela, his children and his wife will be able to be patur him, because he'll only ever have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, he'll never have a chiyuv d'oraisa.